Welcome to The Intern Show.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
And I'm Elias Alvarez.
The Intern Show is a podcast produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom. We aim to broadcast news by students, for students.
In this episode of The Intern Show, we learn more about young people's impact on Yuma's comedy scene and a service initiative launched by Miss Yuma County. But first, some news.
The AWC Hall of Fame is accepting nominations for its 2025 class, honoring outstanding alumni, faculty, staff, teams, and community leaders from Yuma and La Paz counties. The nomination window is open until March 13th, and selected honorees will be celebrated at the Schoolhouse Soiree on October 3rd, 2025. Community members are encouraged to recognize those who have made lasting contributions to AWC or the broader community. Nominations can be submitted online at foundation.azwestern.edu/hall-of-fame-nomination.
The Arizona Board of Regents and the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association are teaming up to highlight career opportunities in Arizona's booming tourism and hospitality industry. With millions of visitors and billions in revenue each year, the industry needs a strong workforce, and Arizona's public universities are helping by offering top-ranked degree programs. This partnership will connect students with career pathways, showcase industry leaders, and promote job opportunities across the state. The goal is to strengthen Arizona's economy and inspire the next generation of hospitality professionals.
Arizona Western Entrepreneurial College, in partnership with Arizona at Work, now offers a 10-week HVAC Helper 1 certificate program, preparing students for entry-level jobs in the air conditioning and refrigeration industry. Graduates will gain hands-on training, essential industry certifications, and job-ready skills to meet the growing demand for HVAC professionals. Classes will run from February 24th to May 9th at the AWC Yuma campus, with financial assistance available through AZ Quest Grant.
In this week's Flash interview, Max Schwitzing speaks to one actress with many voices.
Welcome to the Flash interview. Who are you?
Skylar Dominguez.
What are you doing here on campus today?
I went to class and now I'm done with class. I go to library now.
Oh, that's so great. What was the class about?
It was creative drama. We basically do a lot of, we color in that class. It's about bringing theater and education together as one.
Can you tell me a little bit about your accent?
Well, that wasn't an accent. I was just moving around. But I can do a lot of good accents. This is British, obviously. I do a German for a show to die in. I do a lot of accents. It's very fun.
And what's your favorite accent to do?
Right now, I do the German a lot because I have to practice it, but a good Cockney is a classic. It's fun. Everyone likes it, you know? I think that has to be my favorite.
What are you practicing German for?
I am in a show called Cabaret where I play Fräulein Kost, also Fritzi, if you know the show. And she has to be German in that show, so I have to be German.
That was AWC student and Yuma Community Theater actress Skylar Dominguez.
Have you gone to any shows recently?
Not recently, but last semester I really enjoyed the one with the suffragettes. That one was really fun. Miss Yuma County is a title that calls young women to serve their community. Student reporter Max Schwitzing learns more about how this year's title holder is making an impact on Yuma.
Sunshine After the Storm is a social initiative launched by 26-year-old Monasia Bowman, AWC student, and Miss Yuma County 2025. She plans to build a mentorship program for children who have experienced or are experiencing child abuse. Bowman says her experience pushed her to get involved.
Thankfully, at the time, I got out because my aunt and my two cousins told me exactly how to get out of the situation. If it wasn't for them, I would not be here today. But that was the most support that I had at the time. I didn't have a whole bunch after the fact, going through the court cases, going to school.
Bowman is hoping to collaborate with CASA, court-appointed special agents, for children to share their story with through litigation.
No one should have to go through child abuse. It's even harder as a child trying to do it by yourself. It doesn't get any easier.
To learn more about Sunshine After the Storm and how community members can get involved, visit the Miss Yuma County Instagram or Facebook page. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Max Schwitzing.
Jonathan Perez and Pablo Pauli Garcia are young trailblazers in the Yuma comedy scene. Stern reporter Max Schwitzing spoke with them about their start in comedy, what it means to be a comedian, and how young people can get creative. Here's that conversation.
When it started up, I would do pop-ups at like local events in my tent. And I really wanted to get into open mics because I used to watch a lot of like Kill Tony and things like that in comedy. And I'm like, does the town even have anything like this? So I just decided I'm just going to put a microphone and a speaker at my tent and just post it and see who would show up, who has talent. Cause like, I just like hosting things. I wouldn't say I have a talent per se. I just like letting people shine. And then, Paulie like DM'd me. He's like, oh, I heard about your open mic. I'm going to pull up. And I'm like, okay. And ever since then, it's been like, what, 6 months already?
I don't even know. I remember just looking at this guy, and I was like, yeah, I don't like this guy.
No. he was judging the book by his cover.
I was mad judging the books by his cover. But after that first day, we were just like, nah.
We clicked pretty good.
Yeah, we clicked. And it was pretty funny. And then I told him this, a couple weeks ago, and he was like, what?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it because he definitely played it off like he liked me the whole time. But yeah, I mean, this really has been an outlet, especially for military folk. I have some Marines that I know that actually been inspired to tap back into their creative side. One of my friends, he's like getting into tattoo artistry. I have a friend, he's a rapper. He comes to the open mics once in a while, and it's a really good outlet because I think I love the military. It's not bad, but sometimes, you know, we're so locked in like the mission and everything like that, that we don't have a chance to just be human sometimes. And having this outlet of human noise has really opened doors for different people. So I think it's really positive for the community, and it's only growing. Like, it went from the tent to Main Street.
Thank you. Sort of, what's like the demographic of people in the comedy scene? Do the comedians skew younger or older?
The demographic is more, right now, technically, there's only like 3 younger people, but we're trying to get like more, we're trying to spread out like the creativity.
The net, like we're casting out a bigger net.
Yes, but to answer your question, it's a lot more older people, but comedy's comedy. That's the way how I kind of see it. Like a thought process is just a thought, and you can learn a lot from older and younger people. Mm-hmm. and that's pretty interesting as well too.
What would you say to younger adults that want to get involved in the comedy scene in Yuma, or sort of like in the talent scene, but are just like scared to?
Just do it, Nike dog. Like straight up.
Nah, trust.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. This is, trust me, like, if you want it and you have that thought process, I have this, like this idea of me wanting to do this since I was, like, 19, and I didn't actually start doing it until I did turn 21, because it takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of guts to go up on stage and people just looking at you and, like, expect it to be funny or expect something. You just got to fight and just go for it and just do what you want to do. And that goes for, like, if you want to do comedy or anything, because we only have one life at this, and we got to do what make us happy and be mm-hmm. at peace.
You know, you're not trying to impress anybody but yourself. Like, the fact that you go on stage and did it at least once, that's, like, something that you could say you did that no one else probably has ever tried, you know?
Yeah.
And what's special about, again, Human Noise and what we're doing is that we're trying to encourage, like, young adults or the youth to really showcase, because it's, you know, that's what keeps things growing, the youth, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And we're just looking forward to the future. And if you want to be a part of it, just know there's a community that's backing you up and you're not alone. Like, you're going to make friends that you never thought you're going to make friends with, you know what I mean? And I think that should encourage younger people to get out there.
That was Jonathan Perez and Paulie Garcia speaking with certain reporter Max Schwitzing. On February 21st, the pair is hosting the Village Night, a variety show featuring live music, comedy, and local vendors. For more information, visit their Instagram page, Human Noise, spelled with a Z. From the KAWC City Newsroom, I'm Elias Alvarez.
The Intern Show is produced by the KAWC City Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Send your questions or comments to studentnewsroom@kawc.org.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the KAWC Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Since 1980, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has been a trusted philanthropic partner, helping individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits work together to create a stronger community.
Our theme music is Election Time by Curtin Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Funkmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
Thank you for tuning in to The Intern Show.